The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
And AM 630 WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's an ugly start to the holiday weekend for some Northern Virginia commuters this morning on I-95. Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Any change in the situation at this hour?
No change at all. Express lanes remain shut down. It has been 2 hours since this crash happened. Investigation continues. They'd sent a medevac helicopter to this single car crash. It still remains overturned. Northbound 95, you cannot get past the Prince William Parkway in the express lanes. Everybody is being sent over to the main lines. I'll have more details on what you can and cannot do coming up in traffic.
A driver was killed in an accident last night in Prince George's County that police say could be drag race related. And it happened at the exact intersection where 8 people were killed in a drag race accident in 2008. Heading to the beach today?
We recommend traveling off-peak if you are using the Bay Bridge.
John Sales with the Maryland Transportation Authority says off-peak means
Friday before 8 a.m. and after 10 p.m., Saturday before 6 a.m. and after 8 p.m.
The MTA is planning two-way bridge operations on the eastbound span to alleviate delays. One of the highlights of the holiday weekend, of course, is the Capitol 4th celebration on the Mall, and crews are busy making sure it's going to be a happy and safe event.
Right now, there is no credible threat against the Independence Day celebration on the National Mall, but Michael Litteris with the National Park Service says they're ready if something happens.
The U.S. Park Police, in coordination with the variety of federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies in the DMV, will be prepared.
The fireworks on the Mall will go off at 9:09 Tuesday night and last for about 17 minutes. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Justice Department is giving up the legal fight over the name Redskins. In a letter to a federal appeals court, the Justice Department says last week's Supreme Court decision in favor of an Asian American rock band called the Slants means the Redskins will prevail in a legal battle to cancel their trademarks. After that Supreme Court ruling last week, President Trump's travel ban on immigration from 6 predominantly Muslim nations went into effect last night.
It's designed around what I've been told is intelligence, which indicates that things are brewing in these nations.
Military intelligence expert Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer tells the Larry O'Connor Show.
Iran is the biggest state sponsor of terror. Should be no question on that. And of course, Syria is the home of ISIS.
People from the 6 countries who have already been granted visas will be allowed to come, and those who have close family members already living in the U.S., but
just because they're allowed doesn't mean they're not going to be vetted.
The ban will remain in effect until at least this fall. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A House panel has agreed to strip money from the proposed new FBI headquarters. The legislation approved by House Appropriations Subcommittee would rescind $200 million that's already been set aside for the new headquarters that both Maryland and Virginia leaders want. Maryland Congressman Steny Hoyer and Anthony Brown say in a joint statement that the panel's action is reprehensible. Now this WMAL leaderboard update from the Quicken Loans National Golf Tournament underway this weekend in Potomac. David Lingmuth is atop the leaderboard at 5 under par. 6 people are tied for second place. Stay with WMAL for Quicken Loans coverage all weekend. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,287, the NASDAQ at 61,44. Sports, the Nats fall to the Cubs after blowing a save for the 13th time this season. The O's beat Toronto, WNBA, the Mystics win. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
They're coming. The daily afternoon thunderstorms that signal summertime in Washington.
We're looking at rain and lots of it.
Stay ahead of the storm with the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel.
And Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When was the last time you laced up your running shoes? The smells, the scenery, the freedom, the rush of how great running makes you feel. What if you could go for a job without excruciating back pain? What if finishing a 5K was no longer a distant memory? What if you decided when you hit the pavement instead of your aching back or neck? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect using revolutionary ultrasonic technology. Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at SanaSpineSurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. Get your run back.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero-Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the best landscape yard. On sale now, get 3 bags of shredded hardwood mulch for just $10. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia. Have to start with this incident here, Interstate 95. It is causing huge backups. 8-mile lineup here as you try to head north through Triangle, Dumfries, and up to the crash. Still closing the HOV express lanes here at the Prince William Parkway. So, only accessible are the main lines, northbound 95, to get you past the Prince William Parkway. Don't commit to those express lanes. They're not closed off yet from the main lines. So you get in there, and then you're just sitting there, and then they're taking you off of those express lanes. So it is a mess, north on 95. So for both the main and the HOV lanes, jammed out of Triangle. The delays on the main lines begin right at 619. The HOV lanes just a little bit north of that before you get to 234 Dumfries. Now, southbound 95, slowing to check it out as you head across the Occoquan to the scene of the crash. Inner loop of the Virginia Beltway as you come up toward Braddock Road. The crash just moved to the shoulder. Just watched it clear out of the travel lane. So hang tight here as you head out of Springfield toward Braddock Road. To the Wilson Bridge, still slow near St. Barnabas Road and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Now looks like lanes are open in Laurel. Southbound, though, between 198 and 197 heavy. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot holiday weekend coming up. Some storms around as we head through Saturday, but most of the next 5 days will be dry and hot. 93 today, a cloud sun mix. Late day storms tomorrow, 91. Low to maybe middle 90s Sunday, Monday, and Independence Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Leesburg, 74 in Bethesda, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. The Morning Joe co-hosts respond to the president's tweets on air and in the Washington Post. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Friday morning. Joining us later this hour and half an hour at 8:35 will be Tucker Carlson from the Fox News Channel to discuss his message to President Trump. He talked about that last night, and he'll explain today. I'm Mary Walter, right here with Vince Colonnese. And Vince, man, you got a scoop.
Well, a friend of mine, James O'Keefe, just released a new video. American Pravda Part 3 is what it's called. CNN selectively editing, hates Trump, and thinks voters are stupid. This all just rolled out, so we had to get James O'Keefe on the line. James is standing by here.
I'm here.
Hey, sir. Thank you, first of all, for joining us so quickly. What are the big takeaways from this one?
I mean, this the biggest one, probably the most newsworthy, is the producer of Chris Cuomo's morning show, New Day, which is like happening right now. The producer says, quote, Kellyanne Conway looks like she got hit with a shovel in the face. And they're talking about how disparaging remarks against women by Trump and all this stuff. This is the producer for CNN, and this video has just been released half an hour ago. It's going viral. Donald Trump Jr. just embedded the video in his Twitter feed, by the way. And this part three of our CNN American Pravda expose exposes this unbelievable vitriol and inflammatory language from this producer. And the producer also says in this video,
yes,
that 90% of people at CNN agree with him. He said, quote, we're all on, 90% of us are on board with just the fact that he's crazy, and there's some language I can't repeat on the video. He reiterates the Russia ratings stuff, and this is the producer for Chris Cuomo, morning show in New York.
Okay, let's get, I want to get into this real quickly. We do have some of the audio, and the rest of the audio is coming in as we speak. Let's go first to Cut 7, Mike. This is Jimmy Carr, the New Day producer, calling Trump crazy and voters stupid.
We all recognize he is a clown, that he is hilariously unqualified for this, that he's really bad at this, and that he does not have America's best interests. We recognize he's just crazy.
Would it be fair to question the intellect of the American voter?
Oh, no, they're stupid. Look, here's the deal. This is a man who's not actually a Republican. He's not actually a Republican. He just adopted that because that was the party he thought he could win it. He doesn't believe anything that these people believe. The man's on his third life. I guarantee you he's paid for abortions. He doesn't give a shit about abortions. He doesn't care.
Okay, so this is the guy's just unloading on Trump, calling voters stupid, James.
Calling voters stupid, saying that 90% of us, he's speaking on behalf of CNN, are on board with just the fact that he's crazy. Our critics will say, well, this is just personal opinion. CNN's released a statement in response to the Fallout Tuesday video calling diversity of opinion is what makes CNN strong. We welcome it. They said diversity of personal opinion, but this guy's saying that 90% of the people here agree with me. And there's another thing that he says. This video is, there's a lot of stuff in here. He says that Trump has been paying for abortions. It's just some really disgusting, inflammatory things in this video. Here's what's unbelievable. Right now, as I speak, Chris Cuomo is on the air on CNN, as I speak, being bombarded with thousands of tweets of angry people, and his producer's on the set. I mean, this is all just happening right now. The video is being released, and all that CNN is talking about is the language against women from Trump. Here you have the CNN producer saying Kellyanne Conway, quote, looks like she got hit with a shovel in the face, unquote.
Okay, here's a cut 7C. This is him saying Kellyanne Conway, the Kellyanne Conway comment.
Now, and of course, the thing that pisses the White House off, because we actually had that awful woman, Kellyanne Conway, you know, the blonde.
Who's
Kellyanne Conway?
What's she look like? Is she the one with
looks like she got hit with a shovel.
Like she got hit with a shovel. Huh, well that's... Yeah, and people are calling Trump intemperate.
Yeah, I mean this is probably a worse comment, a more inflammatory comment than the comment about face surgery. She got hit with a shovel. So this video, there's a lot to unpack here. The voters are stupid as shit. I mean, this is what the producer says. He says CNN is impartial only, quote, in theory. And at the end of the video, we actually found a segment, a raw audio tape that was leaked to us from one of their segments where they made a deceptive edit, and we put that in as well. So there's just so much to unpack here. Some of it's hard to hear on the radio,
yeah.
So you got to go to the YouTube account and watch the video.
And check that out with projectveritas.com. James, what was you mentioned a segment that was deceptively edited. Could you give us more detail on that?
Yeah. This was a segment in March on the voter fraud. This is, again, New Day, and the editor and producer of this segment is the one that's featured in the video. It just happens to be the case that we got leaked an audio that we, and then we secretly recorded that producer. And this segment was about an hour and a half of a raw that CNN condensed to a few minutes. And when in the video, we show the raw that they omitted, and in the raw, they did the same thing that Katie Couric sort of did, where she edited out in that gun documentary. I don't know if your audience knows about that, but Katie Couric made a deceptive edit. She's being sued for defamation. CNN does a similar thing. So we're exposing the omission, the edit that they omitted that made the panelists that they were interviewing look stupid.
I want to point out something that's related directly to you about that, which is to say, every time you've come out with a video, you've faced the criticism that the videos you put out are edited, meaning they've been condensed and presented in a package. And why don't you put out the raw video? The raw video should exonerate whoever you've targeted. And so often we've seen it never does actually exonerate it because you have released raw video. That criticism now you've turned around on CNN, it appears.
I mean, Vince, this is just absolutely devastating. I mean, don't take my word for it. This thing is the number one trending thing, right? As I'm speaking, Donald Trump Jr. has embedded it in his Twitter. It's blowing up. This is unbelievable. We have people leaking us raw segments now. They're recording the CNN interviewing them, right? So it's an hour and a half interview that they condensed down to like 5 minutes. And if you look at this video, we have actually deconstructed the edit. We took the, you know, the segment, and then we fattened the audio so you could hear the raw that you didn't hear on TV, and it is devastating. It shows the CNN making the guy look like a fool when he had an answer to her question. And this is the same editor that's on tape saying Kellyanne got hit with the face, you know, with a shovel.
James, one thing here, I want to get in here is what I keep thinking as these videos come out is the beauty of this is you are literally making so many people so jittery and so paranoid. They don't know who is friend and who is foe. And that is the beauty of this, because the left has really gone to extreme lengths to silence the right. And I love that you are now kind of turning this around on them and making them as jittery and making them not the inability to know who to trust and not wanting to speak out. And at the same time, exposing the duplicity from the left. Quick question, does it make it harder for you to do your job, though?
Hell no.
Okay.
Because, you know, human nature is what it is. And the great thing about reality is that it's reality just is. I mean, if there is fraud and there's inconsistencies and there's hypocrisies, then we can't lose. If they stop the fraud, then we win. If they continue the fraud, then at least we win exposing fraud.
James, real quick before we have to go here, do you have any more CNN material, and should we expect it soon?
Well, we do have more. I mean, we just broke this thing just this morning.
That's true. You did.
So I would say, let's see what happens today. And I don't think we want to break one Friday night before 4th of July, but maybe Wednesday. But let's make this one count. And I'd love your audience to go and spread this YouTube video. It's American Pravda Part 3, ProjectVeritas.com. Send the video to everyone you know.
James O'Keefe, thank you very much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall on a breaking news morning for you and now for us. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
8:15 now, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, just need everyone to prepare. If you use Interstate 95 or even Route 1 pushing through Triangle, Dumfries, and Woodbridge, major delays continue for over 2 hours now. The HOV lanes have been shut down. Accident investigation had a single vehicle overturned. Medevac helicopter was sent to the scene of the crash. So as you're sitting in these backups, again, just think patience as you are able to make the ride this morning. Now, what you need to know, if you get into those express lanes, then you will be diverted before you get to the scene of the crash, and you'll be sent over to the main lines. Route 1 picks up a lot of the bailout traffic, and southbound 95 checking out at the scene of the crash. Now, Virginia Beltway, better shape. Interloop Braddock Road, that crash quickly over to the shoulder. Still with delays heading to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road, and heads up in the Clinton area. We're slowing now northbound Route 5 Branch Avenue due to the crash at Coventry Way. That's before you get to Kirby Road, so do watch for police there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today it's going to be sunshine and clouds mix, high of 93 degrees. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, a low of 76. Tomorrow it'll be cloudy in the morning with scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day and a high of 91. Right now at Reagan National, 76 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL. You gotta get a Ford, gotta get
an Ted Britt Ford. That's why all Ford buyers come to Ted Britt.
Shop us online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt Ford. You gotta get a Ford. Gotta get it at Ted Britt.
Ted Britt Ford. All right. Thanks to James O'Keefe for swinging by Mornings on the Mall. We've got some news now for you about General Mattis, who has been speaking this week about a number of issues. One of them is that he says the United States may have pulled our troops too rapidly from Afghanistan. I think a lot of people hold that position. He said that out loud this week. Let's hear what that sounds like. This is General Jim Mattis.
Looking back on it, it's pretty much a consensus that we may have pulled our troops out too rapidly, reduced the numbers a little too rapidly. But the difference today is that the Afghan army is actually able to carry the fight, and they've been carrying the fight for some time now. So there's always new ideas you can come up with. There's never a lack of those. There's new opportunities, and certainly the political will is there to carry this fight forward.
So that's the defense secretary saying that, you know, they're working on it and they're trying to help and work in Afghanistan. His comments were made yesterday at the NATO defense ministerial meeting in Brussels. And this comes as, you know, NATO has agreed to send more forces in response to requests for as many as 3,000 troops to train and work alongside Afghan security forces. This is according to a Fox News report on the issue. That number does not include an expected contribution of almost 4,000 American forces, which are divided between the NATO mission and America's counterterrorism operations against the following: the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and Islamic State militants, all within Afghanistan.
It's not like a hat trick. Here's the thing I like about General Mattis coming out and saying this is it's transparency, number one. We always talk about transparency from our government. But I like the fact that President Trump has ceded basically all these the minutiae of fighting a war and the big stuff, too. I mean, he's ceded this to the military, and he has said, we're going to allow the people who do this to make these decisions. He's allowing them to come to him and say, this is what we want to do. This is where we think we should go, as opposed to him telling them, well, we have to pull out on this date, and then getting up and broadcasting. He's allowing them to make these decisions. And General Mattis coming out and saying, hey, we screwed up. We shouldn't have pulled out this early, it's, to me, is a good thing. And I know there are some people say the military never apologizes. I think it's wonderful that he did this.
He's just a truth teller, that General Mattis. And he's also, you know, speaking of what we hope is a truth as well, he's also crediting President Trump this week with averting a Syrian chemical attack. So General Mattis mentioned yesterday, you'll recall on Monday, the White House released a statement sort of at the end of the day. It was a sudden statement, but obviously publicly released. And they said the following, quote, the United States has identified potential preparations for another chemical weapons attack by the Assad regime that would likely result in the mass murder of civilians, including innocent children. If Mr. Assad conducts another mass murder attack using chemical weapons, he and his military will pay a heavy price. A lot of people were wondering, first of all, what does that mean? How imminent is this threat? Well, General Mattis now saying that, quote, they didn't launch a chemical attack. It appears they took that warning seriously. He said that aboard a military aircraft destined for Belgium yesterday, and that's according to the Washington Examiner. So General Mattis crediting the president's statement coming out of the White House Monday with apparently averting a chemical attack against civilians in Syria, at least for now.
And remember how many people criticized when President Trump reacted after the first chemical attack? Remember how many people criticized that? Oh, it was too quick. It was too harsh. It wasn't thought out. Well, if it did show that President Trump is a man of action. He's not going to draw a red line in the sand and then back away from it. He's not leading from behind. If you do something that President Trump has said is beyond the pale, like a chemical attack on children, that he is going to retaliate and he's going to slap you down and there will be swift action for that. Maybe, just maybe, that one strike actually really worked.
His unpredictability and has lived up well and worked well in foreign policy. 822 now on WMAL.
Are you ignoring your 401k? If so, it could cost you a small fortune. Learn 7 strategies that could reboot your 401k on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Is this summer finally going to be the one you get to use your timeshare again, or is it going to be yet another year that you missed the boat in booking, that all the places you wanted to go were already reserved? Call Timeshare Exit Team, the most trusted name in the industry. This year alone, they will save their customers millions in maintenance fees. Let them save you some money, too. Call 844-928-EXIT and schedule your free consultation. 844-928-EXIT. 844-928-3948. Online at timeshareexitteam.com.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
There's still time to enroll in one of UMUC's cybersecurity master's degree or our MBA program starting July 5th. Our advisors can help develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you and the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Mike Leap.
Swing and a miss.
The Cards ace blanked the Nats in April. Daniel Murphy.
C.U. Tater.
Busted out, and the Nationals won the series. Filling in the blanks versus filling up the box score. Frame the game. Nationals, Cardinals. The series starts tonight at 7:30 on Masson 2.
Ain't baseball great?
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Deed Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update is sponsored by IKEA. And let's begin in the Beltway College Park and around toward the IKEA there. That's where we have a crash. Inner loop side. Right as you come up to that exit for Route 1 in the left lane. So watch. We have a response still heading there. On 95, slows to join on to the inner loop. Outer loop, we have delays right about New Hampshire Avenue. Off and on in toward George Avenue. So pretty normal there. 270, you actually catch a break this morning, thank goodness. West Friendship, if you're heading toward I-70, crash, put you in big delays here now. Northbound 32 before you get to I-70. On the Virginia Ride, inner loop of the Beltway, as you head toward Braddock Road, that crash now to the shoulder, so definitely improving. In Clinton, northbound Route 5, Branch Avenue, as you come up to Coventry Way before Kirby Road for the accident. And again, a reminder and an update, there has been no change. Status quo here, almost 2.5 hours. Accident investigation continues and shut down the express lanes. HOV commuters, you cannot get past the Prince William Parkway. You're being sent back onto the main lines. All the main lines are open, but we have almost a 10-mile backup here, about 9 miles of slowdowns as you come out of Triangle to the Prince William Parkway, and the express lanes just at a crawl out of Dumfries to try to get back into the main line. So be prepared for that. Now through July 11th, IKEA family members can get up to 20% off mattresses, $150 or more, while supplies last. Visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com and start shopping. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Heat ran back in yesterday, made it above 90. Probably going to do it again today. Humidity, a southwest breeze, clouds, sunshine, and 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees, 826 on WMAL.
It's the 4th of July. And a lot of people will be heading to a Capitol 4th. On Tuesday, July 4th, on Independence Day, it will be broadcast live from the West Front of the United States Capitol. It's obviously a concert that will be broadcast. It starts at 8 o'clock on the 4th, and gates will open to the public at 3. That's a long time to sit there.
It's a good concert, though. And you don't have to watch it in person. Watch it on TV.
Yeah, you can also listen to it, too.
Great fireworks from your living room.
A lot of people do that. There will be a full dress rehearsal on Monday, July 3rd at 8 o'clock, and the gates will open to the public again at 3 o'clock. Both events are open to the public. As I said, no tickets are required, but we will have some enhanced security, and U.S. Park Service Michael Litterist has those details.
Recent incidents have shown, not only in the United States, but around the world, vehicle attacks are an increasing potential and risk for large events with a lot of people. We are aware of that threat, and we have a robust plan in place.
All right, along with those security measures, just so you need to know, you will have to adhere to security screening procedures before entering the event. And I think a lot of us have become used to this. You're going to have a search of all your bags, your coolers, your backpacks, clothes, containers, all the stuff you're bringing with you. You know, unload the minivan and then,
yes,
trudge it all there. Food items and lawn chairs or beach chairs that sit low to the ground are permitted, and you are required to bring your own supply of water, but no alcoholic beverages of any kind. Glass bottles strictly prohibited. If you'd like the complete list, just go to pbs.org or call the U.S. Capitol Police Public Information Office.
I've got one quick tip for you. Make sure the finale is in front of you as you walk back to the metro and begin walking at the beginning of the finale. You can watch it as you walk and be the first on the metro.
All right, good to know. It is 8:29 on WMAL.
I want to give you a piece of financial advice for a great retirement. You need to learn about the 1010 IRA, a 10% simple interest annual rate of return IRA guaranteed for 10 years. My friends, Dave and Lorette Ahrens, will provide you with all the details. They did it for me. I was amazed. Get your free information packet now. Call 888-411-4130. That's 888-411-4130. 888-411-4130.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
I know you have things to do, but you can't walk away from your radio just yet. Tucker Carlson's coming up. 8:35, he'll be here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. But right now, it's 8:30, and WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. Just what you didn't need to start your holiday weekend. A big traffic problem on I-95 in Northern Virginia. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What's the problem at this hour?
Well, it still remains closed, Bill. Accident investigation continues. It was a single vehicle incident, a rollover, and it still has not been back on its wheels yet. So they're still in the process of this investigation. Big delays out of Triangle for everybody. Again, HOV lanes are not accessible. And also what we're watching is VDOT and crews were expecting to do the reversible lane change at 10 this morning to get everyone in the southbound direction for this getaway. So we'll keep a close watch on that as well.
As President Trump's travel ban kicks in, Hawaii has filed an emergency motion asking a federal judge to clarify which family relationships qualify to exempt a foreigner from the ban. Hawaii Attorney General Doug Chin.
Our concern is that the U.S. government's interpretation of close family relationship is a little bit too narrow. In fact, it seems a little bit random in how they came up with those the categories that are excluded and the categories that are not excluded.
Looks like the Washington NFL franchise will continue to be known as the Redskins and will likely keep its trademarks. The five Native Americans who've been fighting the team over the trademark registrations have ended their legal fight. Plans for a new FBI headquarters in the Washington suburbs could be in jeopardy. A House panel has removed some $200 million that had been set aside for the new headquarters. And Maryland tomorrow becomes the first state with a new law protecting funding for Planned Parenthood in the event of federal cutbacks. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,287. NASDAQ at 61.44. Sports, the Nationals' bullpen stumbles again as the Cubs rally and beat the Nats. The O's beat the Blue Jays. WNBA, the Mystics win. And David Lingmerth has the lead going into play today at the Quicken Loans National. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. We believe that the purchase of a diamond ring is very special. It's a moment you'll remember forever. So we make the experience exciting and worthy of your time. Compare a few and decide which appeals the most. Try them on. See how they fit your hand. Feast your eyes at the fiery brilliance leaping from our perfect Mervis diamonds. The sparkle is breathtaking. Each diamond is different. Examine them in store with the help of a trained Mervis expert. The right way to choose is to view many diamonds and place each one live in a prestige designer ring like Tacori or Verragio. At Mervis, we show fine quality GIA-graded diamonds at amazing prices. It's what you expect from the leading diamond importer. Online sites may promise a low price, but we beat them every day. When you're ready for that special diamond, let's meet. Ask for one of the Mervis family, Zed or Jonathan or me, Ronnie. We'll take great care of you. Call 800-HER-LOVE or go to MervisDiamond.com.
The summer is heating up, and so are the deals at Cabela's during our 4th of July sale. If you're heading to the lake, take 50% off Quantum Solo spinning and casting rod and reel combos. Cabela's Deluxe Flotation Vest starting at $749. And Body Gloves Riptide 3 Water Shoes for only $749. While you're here, check out our sidewalk sale. We've got huge savings on hundreds of items with new gear added daily. Make Cabela's your one stop for summer savings and all your outdoor gear.
My friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds just did it again. It's Larry O'Connor, and here's another reason why I continue to recommend Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie just sold Roger and Angela's home for $30,000 over the asking price in record time. They used their exclusive database of ready buyers. Sure, you can hire any agent, and chances are they'll sell your home eventually. But here's the question. Can they get you a lot more money than you think is possible? It's all about what you put in your pocket when the home closes, right? That's why I only recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. The Reynolds team's top performing home buyer systems and their years of experience are critical to have on your side. Sarah and Debbie want to talk to you right now, so give them a call. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
In a town like D.C., debate is normal. But one thing we can all agree on is the need for quality health care. That's where we come in. We're Kaiser Permanente, and for more than 70 years, we've been delivering quality health care to our members. Another thing not up for debate is our total approach to health care, which combines the efforts of more than 22,000 physicians nationwide with a connected healthcare team to help treat illness no matter how serious. We back up our teams by conducting thousands of clinical research studies each year that have led to new procedures and treatments that make our patients and communities healthier. And we've pioneered the technology that helps our clinical teams diagnose and treat our more than 11 million members faster. We are Kaiser Permanente, and we believe that with better research, the right treatment, and connected and comprehensive care, we're helping millions thrive. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org/wearekp to learn more.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Clinton. That's where we have big delays forming here. Traffic just sitting still to get by the crash. Northbound Route 5. At Coventry Way, it looks like they're releasing traffic here. So this is a little bit better here. Northbound on 5 as you come up toward Coventry Way, again, with improvement at the scene of the crash. So, again, that's good. All right, to the Wilson Bridge, also improving. Delays near 210, so it's getting better. Top side of the Beltway between University Boulevard, Colesville Road, and George Avenue below speed, and the crash inner loop in College Park at Route 1 over to the shoulder. Boy, Virginia, Interstate 95. I wish I had better news, but it is still the same. It remains closed in the HOV lanes. Northbound 95 at the Prince William Parkway. Single vehicle incident overturned. Investigation ongoing. Everyone from the HOV lanes, all traffic is being diverted onto the main lines. Delays back out of Dumfries. So a long lineup this morning for everyone. Over to Route 1 and Woodbridge picks up a lot of the bailout traffic. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll try to get it all in here right through your 4th of July holiday because there's not too much going on except the heat. Low to mid-90s daytime highs right through Tuesday. The only day we mentioned thunderstorms maybe later tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Vienna, 76 in Olney, 76 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 8:37 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Glad to have you here with us as we round down this last hour. We're joined now by Tucker Carlson. He's the host of Tucker Carlson Tonight. I'm Vince Colonnais. I'm with Mary Walter here. And Tucker, we're grateful that you're here because I want to talk to you about, I'll start with the fact that Trump's tweets come out yesterday. And, of course, I know you hit them last night on the show. But you use them as an opportunity to say, President Trump, if you can just focus on the things that got you elected, you'll have a successful presidency. What are those things?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, the truth is the left isn't mad at Trump because he's vulgar. I mean, they love vulgarity, of course. I mean, they think Lena Dunham's an artist, and they hired Kathy Griffin. I mean, nothing about vulgarity bothers them. They're the main purveyors of vulgarity. What bothers them about Trump is that he's a nationalist, and he has this agenda, or at least he articulated this agenda during the campaign that threatens them. And so, you know, the basics, close the borders, or at least secure the borders, keep us out of pointless foreign wars. There's nothing Washington loves more than a new pointless foreign war, for whatever reason. bring jobs back to the heartland, address the opioid crisis, push back against the vultures on Wall Street. You know, the things that he ran on that are enormously popular outside of L.A., New York, and Washington. Those are the things that got him elected in spite of himself, in spite of running a pretty bad campaign with no money. He got elected because people agreed with those ideas. And so if you actually stuck to those and tried to get them enacted, you'd be a successful president.
But many
of... worried that he's not focused on those things.
But many of those things have a vast intersection with supporters of, say, people like Bernie Sanders. Why is Bernie Sanders running to lead the charge in the resistance then, if so much of what Trump believes in, this like populist nationalist agenda, intersects with Sanders' agenda?
Well, because, I mean, for a couple reasons. One, Sanders is essentially false. I mean, he's a plutocrat posing as a socialist. I mean, he's a Democrat posing as an independent. You know, he's as partisan as anybody. He's part of the system that he pretends to oppose. Partly because the Trump people, I think, have done a pretty bad job articulating what they ran on and making common cause with people who might agree with him. I mean, here's a guy who got the majority of the private sector union vote. That hasn't happened in my lifetime for a Republican. This never happened for a Republican. And so the truth is, Trump is not a right-winger. He didn't run as one. His support didn't come from the right. The institutional right, the establishment right in Washington, the think tank people hated him because he violated every section of the conservative catechism. He didn't run as a conservative. He ran as a populist. And, you know, unfortunately, that's kind of been muddied since the election because I don't think he's governed really as a populist. But that message is a unifying message. I think it's probably a needed corrective to where our politics have gone. And if he'd governed that way, I think, you know, you could see a whole new coalition. I mean, look, the whole reason all this drama is happening and the country is so volatile right now and Trump got elected in the first place is because of the massive inequality between the ruling class and everybody else. And he should keep that in mind, I think.
Don't you think, though, that his base and the people who elected him are looking at the travel ban and saying, yes, vindicated? They're looking at the passage yesterday of Kate's law and the sanctuary cities law and being able to punish sanctuary cities. Well, actually, it's not really punishing them. It's money that they're going to keep from them that they don't use for the purpose of it anyway. But don't his supporters look at that and say, yeah, victory. This is what he said he was going to do. He's doing it. And the tweeting, I don't think bothers them.
You know, it may not. It may not bother his supporters. I mean, I haven't seen any polling on it, and I think you're right. Those two data points are, you know, consistent with what he ran on. Absolutely. I do think the tweeting, though, suggests a lack of focus. I mean, why are you picking a fight with a cable news host when, you know, 50,000 people are dying every year of opiate ODs? I mean, there are lots of sort of ways to focus your energy, and that just seems pointless. I mean, it's probably not as big a deal as we think it is here. I don't think many papers around the country ran with it as their lead story. So, I mean, I think you make a totally fair point. I'm worried. I've always thought that the two issues that got the guy elected were immigration and Wall Street. There's a lot of residual, and I'm not attacking Wall Street, but I think a lot of people feel like, wait a second, you know, these are banks that the U.S. taxpayer bailed out. And no one is pushing back against them at all. And Trump seemed willing to do that. And the fact that he went and hired all these executives from Goldman Sachs to help run his administration, I think that's potentially a problem for the people who voted for Trump. And I think there's polling that suggests that seems weird to them and makes them uncomfortable and seems like swamp-like behavior. And, you know, they want someone to push back against this new economy. I think that.
You know, you mentioned yesterday that one of the reasons he was elected, too, was that he promised to stay out of unnecessary wars. And this week, we saw the White House come out and basically threaten Syria if they were going to do another chemical attack. And then we saw General Mattis come out yesterday and say it looks like the president successfully averted an attack by releasing that statement. How do you view sort of the White House's posture right now towards Syria? These warnings and apparently gaining some victories, according to Mattis. Is that a good strategy, or is it... There's more chaos lie that way.
Everything begins in life with the overview. What is this about? What's our goal? What are we trying to achieve? And it seems to me the goal that he articulated during the campaign is defeating ISIS, the Sunni extremist threat in the region. Since he's gotten there, I think the emphasis has moved to defeating Iran, you know, the Shia threat, for whatever reason, for a bunch of reasons. But and I think that's muddied it. So, you know, our original plan was to help people fighting ISIS in Syria, and now, of course, we're fighting ISIS's main foe, which is the Assad regime, because it's aligned with Russia and Iran, and, you know, there's a lot of pressure to consider those the bigger threat. So I'm kind of confused about the goal. You can't say that you're fighting ISIS in Syria effectively when you're shooting down Syrian government jets, which are busy bombing ISIS. It just doesn't make any sense. And I don't think that they've been asked to explain this with any clarity. I don't think they can. I think they're coming under, again, enormous pressure from the foreign policy establishment, from Saudi Arabia, from Jordan, yes, from Israel, to go after the Assad regime. And I think it's unwise. I don't think it serves American interests.
Thank you very much, Tucker Carlson. Appreciate you stopping by this morning with
Thanks,
us.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Tucker Carlson, host of Tucker Carlson Tonight. Have a good Independence Day, sir. And all of you do the same. We got some more show for you. It's coming up right after this, 844 on WMAL.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the 5s. Jamie Witten in the Deed Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center has had a very busy day. Jamie?
It has been extremely busy here. Virginia commuters, Interstate 95 of all areas, too, on a getaway, a busy weekend. On Interstate 95, still shut down in the HOV lanes at the Prince William Parkway. Car still remains on its roof. Overturned vehicle happened right around 6 o'clock this morning, so investigation has been ongoing. In the main lines, your travel lanes are open, and everybody is being sent to the main lines, which begin in delays near Dumfries. So everybody in that solid 8-9 miles backup trying to get past Dale City, Potomac Mills, again to the scene of this crash at the Prince William Parkway. Southbound 95, bit of volume here early on because you can see all of the activity. Now, let's get you around the Beltway where it's much improved. In Annandale, crash near Braddock Road, that's been cleared. A little bit of volume inner loop as you approach the Legion Bridge. 270 has been a great morning into the Wilson Bridge. Your backups have gone, cleared out. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot holiday weekend coming up. Some storms around as we head through Saturday, but most of the next 5 days will be dry and hot. 93 today, a cloud sun mix, late day storms tomorrow, 91, low to maybe middle 90s Sunday, Monday, and Independence Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees, 8:46 on WMAL.
When I wake up in the morning light, I put on my jeans and I feel all right. I put my blue jeans on, I put my blue jeans on.
The truth is, generally, I look very sharp in jeans. There was
President Obama and his jeans are back. Now, I would like it noted that this is a CNN politics report. Now, we just had James O'Keefe from Project Veritas on, exposing what is going on behind the scenes at CNN. And while that is all going on, CNN politics had a riveting report on the status of Obama's blue jeans and his blue jeans quote-unquote game. According to CNN politics, they tweeted out, Obama's jeans game gets stronger.
Of course.
And it links to a story that goes on to say that well, the statement of him looking very sharp in blue jeans wasn't one of the then President Obama's most important pronouncements during his time in office.
Not
it was one of the most
important.
Questionable, because remember when he threw that pitch out? Remember the pitch that he threw out, and everyone criticized him for the pitch, but also because he was wearing mom jeans. Remember, everybody said, "Why is President Obama rocking mom jeans?" And I don't know if jeans are necessarily President Obama's game, because he showed up again on Tuesday while on vacation with his family in Bali, and he was wearing jeans again, and CNN has proclaimed the look, quote, a definite upgrade. But should Gene's, maybe President Obama's just that guy because he's so lanky and so skinny that he is never going to rock a pair of blue jeans. Like, maybe it's just not his look.
What kind of shoes was he wearing? Was his shirt nicely ironed? What was he wearing, a scent by any chance, CNN? Did you lean in and sniff his neck to find out whether or not he had cologne on?
Thank goodness you said neck.
What precisely should we know about the president's appearance and aesthetic today, the former president? Because these are important issues that we need to know as you attempt to eviscerate Donald Trump on a daily basis. It's important to bring some levity to all of that by going to the former president, your safe space, and telling us about his jeans game.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. He said there was one episode like 4 years ago in which I was wearing some loose jeans, mainly because I was out on the pitcher's mound and I didn't want to feel confined while I was pitching, because that was such an awesome pitch, Mr. President. He said, I've paid my penance for that look. I got whacked pretty good. Since that time, my jeans fit very well. So that is what is now passing for news on CNN politics page, by the way.
Yeah, it's very important. Has he got a pack of Marlboros in there now? Is he back to smoking yet?
Yeah, exactly. And just remember,
helps me fit in my jeans.
They're praising that, and they are accusing President Trump of fraud for having one of those fake Time news covers, uh-huh. Time magazine covers. That's a legitimate story.
Yes, they blue jeans their coverage. Okay, 8:50 now on WMAL.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Beauty, the saying goes, is in the eye of the beholder. But what about obesity? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Medically speaking, your doctor can categorize your weight. He or she can even take into account muscle versus fat, water weight, bone density. But in the social world, gender, race, and generation matter when it comes to judging your own or someone else's weight. That's according to a new Cornell University study. For white men, there was a penalty for being too thin as well as for being too fat, according to the study's author. For white women, thinner was nearly always better. And for African Americans, the study showed that people have become more accepting of larger bodies. Don't forget, the numbers on a scale can only tell you so much about your overall health. Your nurse and doctor can tell you a lot more and also help you draw up a personalized plan for healthier living. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
You wake up to birds chirping before the alarm even starts to ring. It's 6 a.m. and dawn's barely here. A choir of birds singing in your ear. It was cute at first, but now it's just the worst. Wrap it up, guys. When your morning is hell, just go to Taco Bell.
When you've had a morning, let us make you breakfast, like Taco Bell's Breakfast Crunch Wrap. A whole breakfast wrapped up and grilled to eat on the go. At participating stores for a limited time during breakfast hours.
I love being a bartender. I love waiting tables. But at the end of my shift, my feet were killing me. And then I saw the Good Feet store.
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Kristen enjoy their work again without their feet getting in the way.
I'd been in so much pain, and suddenly I'm completely pain-free. My name is Kristen, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 in Park.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
It's 8:54 now. WMAL traffic every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Are you there, Jamie?
I am here.
Nice
so
to see
let's
you.
Take a look at what's happening on Interstate 95. Get everybody up to snuff here. Virginia express lanes remained closed, and that's due to a serious crash. Investigation has been ongoing, coming up on 3 hours now. So what you need to know, we're heading northbound in this stretch. You need to stick with the main lines, all traffic being diverted into the main lines. Now, I'm still looking at this overturn still on its roof. I have about an 8 mile backup coming north out of Triangle Dumfries through to this point. A lot of bailout traffic over to Route 1. So plan accordingly. Extra time commuters, at least an hour to get through that. Southbound 95 rubbernecking to check out the scene of the crash. Elsewhere, though, not so bad. 66 Greenway Toll Road 270. It's been a decent morning. A little bit of volume remains in Columbia. We have that crash southbound on 29. They're trying to get that to the shoulder as you pass Route 32. So keep alert in that area. Traffic update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. You Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll try to get it all in here right through your 4th of July holiday because there's not too much going on except the heat. Low to mid-90s daytime highs right through Tuesday. The only day we mentioned thunderstorms, maybe later tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently at Reagan National, 78 degrees, 8:55 on WMAL.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Most West Virginians don't have a choice. We don't get to decide how much our health care costs go up. No one's asking us if older Americans should be charged 5 times more for coverage than everyone else. And it's not our decision if Congress cuts Medicaid, leaving millions of seniors without the care they need. No, we don't get to make those choices. But Senator Capito, you do. And the choice you make on the new health care bill in Congress will decide whether countless West Virginians keep their health coverage or have it stripped away, especially people over 50. It's your choice whether to stand with us or support a bill being written in secret. A bill that could make it harder for us to afford to go to the doctor, fill our prescriptions, or get the basic medical care we depend on. Just one vote could be enough to stop this bill. And Senator Capito, that vote is yours.
Call Senator Capito today. Tell her to vote no on the health care bill. Paid for by AARP.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all. Especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet?
Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
All right, so Trump tweeting about Morning Joe again this morning. Just happened, just in time. Watched low-rated Morning Joe for the first time in a long time. Fake news. He called me to stop a National Enquirer article. I said no. Bad show. Bad show.
Bad dog. Bad show.
Exclamation mark?
Yeah, exclamation mark.
Gotta have at least one of those. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, once again, nothing really going on. But it is the 4th of July weekend coming up, a long weekend for a lot of people, and it might be a good time to check in on the State of the Union with you. That's right. I want to hear from you.